Sydney, we've been sitting here for 32 years talking about this and planning and building up to this.
What would an Aboriginal government actually do?
Well, first and foremost, we want to be allowed to sit down and talk with our people and work out what we want, what we want to give and talk to the government. We need to be able to sit down and work out what the problems are in our community. We want to talk about Aboriginal sovereignty. We want to talk about the Aboriginal deaths in custody. We want to talk about the stolen generation. We want to talk about the desecration of our land, the waterways, the air we breathe. Is that enough?
I'm right.
Can we start there? The government on notice. As of today, we are forming our own government. And our government will be based on the old ways. Family law, clan law. You can say something, Mo. Anyone welcome to say anything.
Autonomous Action Radio for Triple Z's Anarchy Show.
I want you.
Victoria Park Aboriginal Tent Embassy. It's another tent embassy Annie Isabel Coe set up in Victoria Park, right in the middle of Sydney. When in 2000, I think it was when Uncle Kevin brought over the ashes of the Sacred Fire of Peace and Justice, they lit it in that park, and they all lived there then for a whole bunch of time. I was there, and then I think they went back in 2004. Then again in 2007, and it's been ongoing. Embassy site, and through that site housing was given to local mob. Redfern was just up the road. The Redfern community got involved. At one stage we had like 50, 60 tents, almost 100 people living there, our own kitchen and everything, and Auntie Isabel was the elder on site. That, you know, anyone had a problem, they go to Auntie Is. She was there. She was in discussions with Clover Moore, the the lady that looks after Sydney or whatever, the mayor of Sydney. And anyway, she through that forefront, being in the front line right there in Sydney, where everyone could see, they got a lot of housing and different things for all that Sydney mob. And that's, you know, what Arnie was about since the start of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. You know, she's been there the whole time, and her always aunt's dream there is like to set up Aboriginal sovereign government, so different mobs can have these embassies in their own countries, on their countries, and with a fire there, and it's a place where local issues can be, you know, brought up and discussed and talked about, and us white people, you know, can come in the right way on country, be smoked into that country, and learn as well, you know, learn from the local people. And her auntie's dream there is to have one of these or two of these in every country around Australia, you know, 500 countries in Australia, more. All these big mobs, you know, lots of different countries, and through that to, you know, bring those ashes back to Canberra and have that as a forefront for all these different embassies. And that's happened this year, you know, the 40th anniversary, and Auntie Isabel was up there and strong in January. She made it to the 40th, you know, she was there and strong, and she's just seen what is there, 8, 9, 10, 10 embassies at the moment right now all over Australia.
Up to, I think, 15 or...
15 more coming.
Yeah, plenty set up
around. There's other people taking land back, there's elders down south living on their own country, moved into national parks that aren't tenements, but they've just moved into their own countries. There's other people living on country that aren't doing native title. Native title's a sham. Auntie Isabel was always against native title. Native title's about mining companies stealing land, stealing resources from Aboriginal people, and continuing the genocide, intervention. All these issues are still as apparent or worse than what they were 40 years ago in 72. And Auntie Isabel's really a leader there, you know, and she's just seen that this 10 embassy business, this is spread all over the country, and this is, you know, I think with the passing of her, I think her spirit can only get stronger now, and there's going to be people fighting and using her words to just grow this movement.
Kimbo, are you wanting to say anything?
Easton just covered the whole lot.
Okay.
I was reading from a piece of paper and it's just saying the same thing as what Easton just said. I was just going to go a bit into detail on the sacred fire at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. The Tent Embassy was re-established because it was first established when Parliament House was built, but it was re-established in 1972 by four men with a beach umbrella. And Aunty Isabel was there as well. And on the 26th of January 1998, the sacred fire was lit at the Tent Embassy in Canberra. And when that sacred fire was lit, the fire alarms went off in Parliament House. So that was a pretty good sign that it was in the right place. It's been going ever since. And that fire has been taken all over Australia and over to England and to Hague and to Buckingham Palace and pretty much all over the world. So this country used to be protected by fire before the white people came, and it continues to be protected by the sacred fire.
Yeah, Aunty Isabel took it over there to stick it up straight there at the Buckingham Palace, and I think she was involved with Burnham Burnham as well, when Burnham Burnham rowed his boat and claimed England on behalf of the Aboriginal people of Australia and said that we will not decapitate the heads of your special people and your ancestors and take your bones away, and we will not destroy all your sacred sites. We will not, pretty much said we will not do in his letter all the horrible things that they did here. But it was a pretty powerful
that thing. Was in 1988, the centenary of colonisation.
And they've actually, the sacred fire too, through beautiful people like Aunty, there's been given to a lot of activist mob. That fire has been, people that don't know are probably, as the ashes from that fire have been taken all over Australia, all over, a lot of issues, Aboriginal genocide, sovereignty, all of these issues, the fires burning in communities, it's been down to old growth logging coops, mining, where the ashes are taken down there and lit out in our protest camps, and then someone will take those ashes back to Canberra again. So when you go to that sacred fire in Canberra, it's just growing the energy, because there's ashes from a lot of issues all over this country and overseas, There's a fire in Hiroshima that's been burning since the Hiroshima bombing, and they brought their lamp over that fire to bring here to this fire here, So there's a lot of energy in that fire, and that's what Aunty there, she dedicated her life to her people in that fire.